This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
And Happy New Year. It is Wednesday, January the 1st, 2025. Yep, for the first time we can say it, 2025. I am Chad Holmes, back with you for another year of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, to start off the new year, we're going to have a little fun during the course of this show. We're going to give some New Year's trivia to Ian to kind of have some fun here on day number one, because we had so much fun back on Christmas Eve with the Christmas trivia. I thought we'd try a little bit more trivia here with Ian today. And we're also going to look at some of the top news stories here in the Wausau area of 2024. And there were some very interesting stories, some of which I think you remember, maybe some of which you've already forgotten. So we're going to talk about some of the very interesting and biggest news stories in central Wisconsin coming up here on the program. But before we go any further, need to, for the first time in 2025, say good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
All right, have you?
A Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I guess to start off with, are you going to do any New Year's resolutions this year? Have you made any? Have you broken them already?
You know what? I have been thinking about this. I'm going I'll start off with a simple New Year's resolution. I'm going to do some daily exercises and keep a track of it over a monthly basis. So I'll do like maybe a jumping jacks or sit-ups or push-ups or just a little bit of exercise every day for the first month, just to get that repetition in my head. And then over the course of the next few months, so maybe I can build up from there. But I want to start off with a resolution to, you know, be more or physically active.
That is a good one. That is a good one. And I think that's one that's fairly common, I think, for a lot of folks as they start off the new year, where they make a resolution. They want to get themselves in better shape, whether it's through more exercise, whether it's through eating better. And often we see that they're able to go on for a number of weeks, maybe even a few months. But often people fall off after about 3 months. So it'll be interesting to see if you're able to maintain this through deep into the year. And the thing is, whether or not you succeed or fail, ultimately is, I think the good thing is to give it the effort. Even if you do it for a short part of time, it still helps. But if you're able to do it continuously and not have your resolution be broken, that's even better. So I think that is a very good idea in order to get off to a good start in 2025.
You know, I think some common resolutions I've seen in the past is people want to eat healthier, they want to exercise more, they want to spend more a time with family or friends, or they want to try a new hobby. Is I think one of the biggest ones, like people want to do something and fun and new. Like I have a friend of mine, well, she wanted to try skydiving last year, and she did it. She was terrified. By the end of the day, she was very proud that she did it.
Very good. Very good indeed.
Even just something as simple as doing something new is a good resolution for the new year.
Absolutely. No, that's very, very good indeed. And I know that 2025, it has the potential to be a great year for you because it's going to start off so incredibly well. I mean, just in a couple of weeks, you're going to be heading off to Florida, go to Disney World.
Yes,
I mean,
when
you start off the year that well, it's a high bar to go over the rest of the time, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But I'll try my best to keep it up on a high note. Even after Disney World, I want to still keep a positive attitude and, you know, I try to improve on myself in the new year.
Absolutely.
And maybe not overthink as much.
Nope, exactly
I
right.
For 2024, I was kind of overthinking and overanalyzing more than I should. It kind of did a toll on my physical and emotional state. So I think another resolution I'm going to slowly work on is you try to be more open-minded and a little more relaxed, especially when it comes to issues I can't control. Because that's the main thing, though. I freak out over things that are out of my control.
No, it's understandable. Very good. As we go through the morning, we're going to, again, take different looks at big stories here in the Wausau area from 2024. And I thought the first story that that I recall, and I think being a very significant story, not meaning the first one that happened, but the first one that comes to mind, was the mayoral election. That in 2024, back in April, Mayor Katie Rosenberg was looking for a second term in office in the primary. There were three people on the ballot, and she had the majority of the vote. So it looked like, at least in the primary, that Mayor Rosenberg was in good shape in order to get a second term. But in the end, Doug Dinney was elected. Doug Dinney, former council member. He had been on the council for a term in office on the city council since 2022. Dinney had also served 15 years in the U.S. Army, had 26 years of experience as a sales executive in the biofuels industry as well, and he was able to win in a close race. I mean, in the end, Doug Dinney had 51.1% of the vote, 4,422 votes. And then Katie Rosenberg, the incumbent, had 48.9% of the vote at 4,225 votes. And again, I thought that was was an upset. I thought that Mayor Rosenberg, there were some issues, and I think there was there's definitely a group within Wausau that was not for then-Mayor Rosenberg. Mm. But in the end, I think the issue that probably was the big one was the water issue. And I find it, again, interesting that somebody that was doing her best to try to fix, to the best of the ability, a very important health issue, in the end, got that there was actually some cost involved in it that angered some of the folks that were voting. In the end, that was, I think, the major difference. And again, it was a two-point election with Doug Dinney winning. And also, I do think that Doug Dinney ran a solid campaign. I do think that...
No, I think he did, too.
He did not come across as a far-right MAGA type in that race. That was one of the disappointments for me when the Dropbox controversy occurred, and that will be, I think, another story we'll be talking about during this program. But I think he ran as somebody that would tend the till at City Hall, that would be sort of somebody that would run the operation smoothly. And less than a year into it, we got the big controversy, but at the same time, it's going to be interesting to see the future as is Doug Dinney able to get past this whole Dropbox issue and be able to run the operation in a smoother way than maybe we've seen so far. But there's been, I think, some choppy waters in the relationships between him and some members of the council as well. And also, I do think it's going to be interesting to see in the future as we continue what Katie Rosenberg does. I do think, I mean, she's still very, very much has a big future in front of her. I'm curious to see what her next steps will be. She has been, I think she's taking a step back in terms of just allowing things to move forward here in the community, has not become a major, you know, voice either for or against any of the issues that have been brought up in the days and weeks and months after the election came. But you know that she's going to be somebody that is involved in some way, some form of public service in the future as well. But again, it shows, I think, how difficult those jobs can be, because I don't think that she should have been blamed for the water issue that was on her plate when she came into office. What she did is she decided she was going to fix the issue. And in the end, there were some cost raises involved in it. But in the end, the voters had their say. And I thought that was one of the biggest stories here in 2024.
And absolutely. I do hope that Katie Rosenberg runs for mayor again in the next election, which won't be for a little while now.
Three years. I don't think that's going to happen. I think she's got her eyes on other areas, and not that I know anything. I just think that maybe that Katie Rosenberg may be seen somewhere else in the future. But that will be up to her, be up to, you know, and also the events. So often, we don't know who's going to be, you know, involved in got another governor's race in a couple of years.
So,
and we got these other races. Often it's the events that lead to the candidates, not the candidates deciding they're just going to be the ones that come into it. So obviously events could dictate what the future looks like in the city of Wausau, in Marathon County, and throughout the state of Wisconsin as well. So again, that's, I think... I don't know if it's the number one story. I'm going to have to kind of take a step back, but I'm just...
I'd say it's in the top five.
Oh, absolutely. I just thought today I want to talk about some of the biggest stories and not really say this is bigger than the others, but I do think the mayor's race was definitely one of the biggest stories in 2024 here in the Wausau area. Hey, it is New Year's Day. There's you two and New Year's Day. Perfectly segued here as our start of a new year. Turn of a new page, a new leaf. So much to look forward to, hopefully. Hopefully it'll be a good year. We're going to come back and we're going to give Ian a little New Year's trivia. See if he can be as effective as he was on Christmas trivia. So that's coming up next with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show. Happy New Year, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Last night, I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul in sight.
Only you, so we walked alone. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is New Year's Day, New Year's morning. Hopefully you all did not party too much last night. no hangovers, nothing like that. But it's time to look ahead to 2025. At the same time, look back at 2024. And again, during the course of the show, we're going to talk about a number of the stories that were big in the news in 2024 here in the central Wisconsin area. But I also wanted to loosen things up just a little bit, to have a little bit of fun, have a little bit of trivia. We, on Christmas Eve, during our show, gave Ian Welsh a lot of trivia questions concerning Christmas, and thought we'd try to do it again here on New Year's as well. So you're ready to have a little fun, see if you can have another successful run of trivia questions here for the new year?
I'm ready.
All right. The first question is, when did the New Year's Eve ball first drop in Times Square? Should I give you three choices?
Yeah.
It'd be hard, I think, to pick out one.
Three choices would help, because I could have a little more safety net.
All right. Is the correct answer 1877? Ooh. Is the correct answer 1907? Is the correct answer 1937?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I'm going to say 1907?
That is correct.
Nice.
First time that the ball dropped in Times Square in New York City was in 1907. How about this? What newspaper sponsored the first ever Times Square New Year's Eve party?
What newspaper?
Really think about this one, because if you think about that question, you should be able to get it right. What newspaper sponsored the first ever Times Square New Year's Eve party?
Was that the New York Times?
That's right. Times Square. So it's going to be the New York Times.
To make sure I was listening.
Yep, there you go. So 2 out of 2.
Okay.
How much confetti is dropped in Times Square on New Year's Eve? Is the correct answer about 1 ton, about 3 tons, or about 5 tons?
Well, confetti is pretty small. You could fit a lot of it in there. 1 ton, 3 tons, or 5. You know, I'm going to say 5 tons?
1 ton. So it's the lowest number.
Interesting.
Yep, about 1 ton of confetti dropped on Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
What was the most popular New Year's resolution last year?
Let's see. I can think of a few choices because I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about this earlier in the week. I'm going to say probably exercise.
Yep, to exercise more.
I was going to say exercise or eat healthy.
Yep, so that's at 3 out of 4, right? Correct? 3 out of 4?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Immigrants from what country introduced the New Year baby to the United States? So immigrants from what country introduced the New Year baby to the United States? Would you like a multiple choice on this one?
Yeah, I think so.
A, Italy. B, Germany. C, the Netherlands.
Italy, Germany, or the Netherlands? New Year's baby. You know, I'm going to say the Netherlands?
Nope. It was Germany.
Germany.
Yep, Germany. So there's, 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Let's do one more before we have to take a timeout for our information update. Let me find a good one here. Netherlands. They're also known as the Dutch. Well, the Dutch believe eating what on New Year's Day will bring good luck?
Ooh. Do I get multiple choice in this one, or just guess?
Do you want multiple choice?
Yeah, just real quick.
Okay, I will give you multiple choice. Okay. Is A, donuts. B, steak. C, tuna.
You know, I'm going to say tuna.
Donuts.
Donuts.
So
there you go.
3 out of 6. Not bad. Not bad. So we're going to continue. We'll play a little bit later on some more New Year's trivia with Ian. But we'll be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Before we continue talking about some of the bigger news stories here in Central Wisconsin in the year 2024, when I hear this bumper, Genesis song from 1992, Jesus, He Knows Me. And I saw over the weekend, actually, a social media posting that kind of hit me as an important one, because as we continue in this country where there's a sense that if you're somehow religious, that equals morality. Arthur C. Clarke once said, "One of the great tragedies of mankind is that morality has been hijacked by religion. So now people assume that religion and morality have a necessary connection. But the basis of morality is really very simple. and doesn't require religion at all. And that's true. In the year 2024, I brought up from time to time what I felt was a bit of a hypocrisy by the radio station down the street. I have not talked much about them lately because I just felt as though I kind of made my point, and I think it was time not to flog a dead horse, because I do think that there are people out there that want to hear perspectives from that point of view, which is fine. But the hypocrisy, again, of trying to wrap themselves around religion, I would say one person wrapped himself around religion while not walking the walk. It's the old adage, do as I say, not as I do. And to be, you know, and I'm not going to go through the details again because I think folks out there know it. But the idea then of having every Friday a religious column on their website talking about religion. And again, if you are a believer, you're a believer. There's nothing wrong with that. But the idea that if you're not a believer, if you're just somebody that wants to live a good life, not because a Bible tells you to or because an invisible being tells you to, but just because it's the right thing to do, that somehow is less good than if somebody says there, I'm a wonderfully religious person, that makes me good? No. And actually, the thing that kind of really annoys me is, even up to this day, are we ever going to see somebody that is not a person of faith become even close to being elected president? Could you imagine on either the Republican or the Democratic side, somebody running for president could have all the qualities that are needed to be a successful president, but then it comes out, well, this person's an atheist. Do you think that person would have any chance of being nominated for president of the United States by either party, and if by chance that person got nominated, be elected by the American people as a whole? No, because there's this idea that you have to be a religious person. You have to have it on your sleeve all the time. Up, you know, it's actually interesting, though, as we talked about Jimmy Carter earlier. Jimmy Carter was definitely a man of religion. And he was one of the first that had his religious faith out there in a presidential campaign in 1976. And before that, it was thought of as sort of unseemly, I think, to be having your religion out there on your sleeve. I think in some ways it was better before that, because the idea that which candidate can kowtow to the religious folks of this country better is kind of disturbing to me. You see a person like Donald Trump who is not a religious person, and I don't care if Donald Trump is a religious person or not, but he tries to put himself out there because so many of the right wing of the Republican Party are deeply religious, and they have to basically talk themselves into believing that Donald Trump's a religious person when he isn't. So that's sort of a mini rant here this morning on January the 1st about religion as I hear that bumper music play here this morning. So again, I'm Chad Holmes. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope it's all going very, very well for you so far here on this January the 1st. We're taking part of our day to talk about some of the biggest stories news-wise here in North Central Wisconsin in 2024 in the Wausau area. And I think the Wausau schools continues to be one of the big stories. And in fact, after late last year, more than a year ago, the idea of consolidating the high schools and the junior high schools was eliminated. It was reversed. Now the focus has turned to the elementary schools. And the Wausau School District formed a task force back in June with 45 members to look at elementary schools and to take a look at whether or not the footprint of elementary schools could be changed. And the task force has identified some elementary schools that could be closed. And it's not something that has been finalized yet, but it does appear that based on this story for 2024, compared to one of the big stories for 2023, which of course was the discussions about merging Wausau's high schools and also junior high schools, that some lessons have been learned. I do think that the district, the board, the administration have realized that they needed to, I think, slow down the process and also to make sure that all the stakeholders were involved in the discussions, because it felt as though the merger plans that were originally approved by the Wausau School Board and then reversed, it happened so very quickly. There was an idea that there were going to be, I think, more opportunities for people to be involved in the process. And I think with the backlash of the original decision, that the board and the district and the administrators and everybody, all the stakeholders, realized that things had to be done differently. And I think this time, getting the 45 folks together as part of a task force and having discussions multiple times through the summer into September and in October, and continuing to really take a look at the information and really dig into it to make sure that the people are brought along. We talk so often about our democracy, about bringing people along. And I think in this case, they've done better in terms of that, of bringing people along. There are still people that I think are not behind the idea of closing some of these elementary schools, and the process will continue. But I do think that as one of the big stories of 2024, the task force and the ideas of closing some of the elementary schools, definitely one of the bigger stories in 2024. Also a story that kind of caught me early in the year, because during elections, we always have an open door policy when it comes to candidates that, hey, if you are a candidate for office and you want to talk to the people, we have an open door and an open microphone policy. But there was one person that I was really, really, really hoping I would never hear from. It was one of the candidates for the mayor of Wausau. We talked earlier about the Wausau mayoral race being one of the big stories of the year, of Doug Dinney winning over Katie Rosenberg on election day. But before that, there was a primary election, and there were three on the ballot: Doug Dinney, Katie Rosenberg, and Christopher C. Wood. And Christopher C. Wood and his campaign and aftermath of his campaign is also, I consider, one of the top stories of 2024. In fact, he is somebody that is facing criminal charges that include a hate crime enhancer after a racially charged altercation at a local convenience store after the mayoral race. So he continued to speak, I think, in the tones of hatred, much like he did during the election campaign as well. But Christopher Wood, who had had some issues in downtown Wausau causing disturbances, but then decided to run for mayor of Wausau. And in the three-way February primary, Wood received about 5% of the total votes, 223 votes. And after those numbers came out, number one, of course, he came nowhere close to being one of the two finalists for the mayor's race. But I thought about the 223 people that went into their voting place and cast a vote for Christopher C. Wood. He is somebody that is hate-filled. The charges occurred from a May 12th report of a fight at a convenience store in the 1400 block of West Street in Wausau, where Wood allegedly approached a white woman who was shopping with a black man. Audio captured on surveillance video shows Wood started the argument by telling the woman, "Stay away from black guys, young lady. White babies are adorable." Pure hatred. The woman reacted in apparent shock and said there is enough hate in the world, according to the police report. Wood fired back with a comment that he was saying it for the white race and he can stand up for white women. He then said he wanted to talk with the woman about how black people are ruining the country and she should not be messing with a black person. When the woman's companion became upset, Wood allegedly reacted by calling him the N-word and then said he was ruining the country because he was black. Wood then allegedly approached the woman with his arms outstretched for a hug. And this person, and again, I said I had this open door policy, and I did not want to face the question of whether or not of saying no to him, because I did not want this person being on the airwaves. I did not want to get into a conversation based on some of the things that he believes in. I didn't want to give him a megaphone for his views. Fortunately, I never did hear from him about coming on the program, and in the end, he got those 223 votes. But those are 223 more votes. I would say 222 more votes, because I'll say, okay, fine, Chris Wood, you vote for yourself. But that 222 other people decided that they wanted pure hatred in the office of the mayor of Wausau is disturbing, to say the least. So the third person on the ballot in the primary for the Wausau mayor's race in 2024, Christopher Wood, I would say, again, is one of the stories of 2024. Not a good story, not a happy story, but still one of the stories of 2024. We're going to come back. Ian will rejoin us here in just a few moments. We'll continue to discuss maybe a little bit of trivia involving New Year's. And coming up in the next hour, we'll have some more of the top news stories that we've been looking at in 2024. So again, as we start 2025, a chance to look back just a little bit at 2024 as well. It was another very, very interesting year. It was a very draining year, I think, in a lot of ways, not just here in central Wisconsin, but throughout the state of Wisconsin and throughout the country. And of course, who knows what the big stories will be when we get into 2025. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is New Year's Day, start of 2025. We'll continue to talk about some of the other top news stories here in central Wisconsin in just a little bit. But New Year's always a big day for college football. And in fact, today, a huge day if you're a college football fan. Lots of incredibly important action. Starts with three different college football playoff quarterfinal games. The first one will be coming up at 12 noon. It will be in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Peach Bowl, Texas and Arizona State. So Texas and Arizona State in one of the quarterfinal games. Then the granddaddy of them all, one of the great all-time announcers, Keith Jackson would always say that, the granddaddy of them all. the Rose Bowl game in Pasadena, California. And I think the matchup that many people are most looking forward to for today's college football quarterfinal action, Oregon, who has been the best team in college football for the regular season, number one ranked, undefeated, the only undefeated team right now, and they take on Ohio State. And Ohio State may have lost a couple of games. They lost by 1 point to Oregon earlier in the season, but many folks also feel like Ohio State has the most talented team. So it could be a matchup, basically, of the two best teams in the playoff, Oregon and Ohio State. That one will be at 4 o'clock at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And then finally, the final game tonight, the Sugar Bowl, at 7:45 at the Superdome in New Orleans, Georgia and Notre Dame. And I know our cohort, Sully, from Sully's College Football page, is rooting for Notre Dame. That's his team. He always comes in on Saturday morning and has the Notre Dame gear on or the Wisconsin gear. Those are his two teams, Wisconsin and Notre Dame. But Georgia and Notre Dame tonight in the Sugar Bowl as well. So it should be a fantastic day and night of college football action. All the games will be airing on ESPN. So people are, I'm sure, already getting ready for the first kickoff a little bit later on. Yeah, I got a few minutes here. Want a little bit more of the New Year's trivia?
Yeah.
Are you
let's
ready?
Keep going.
All right.
I am a 3 you're, out of 6
yeah,
last time
you're
I checked.
50% right now. So
doing pretty good.
All right. In Spain, 12 of what type of food is eaten at midnight on New Year's Eve for good luck?
12 of what food? Is this multiple a choice, or should I just take a guess?
I can give you multiple choice. Let me find some answers.
Spain, 12 of each food is eaten.
Okay.
Good luck.
A, celery. B, grapes. C, apples.
I think of Spain. I'm going to say grapes.
Grapes is correct. So that's 4 out of 7 correct.
Well, how about that?
What gift, I should say, what was given as gifts on New Year's Day in ancient Persia?
Ooh.
Was it A, eggs? Was it B, lobsters? Was it C, chickens?
Eggs, lobsters, or chickens? This is in
Persia, ancient Persia.
Persia. Eggs, lobsters, or chickens? Just for the fun of it, I'm going to say chickens.
Eggs.
I was close.
You were close. So you're still at 50%, which is still very, very good. So you're 4 out of 8.
Okay.
Who was the first broadcast host of Times Square New Year's Eve celebrations?
I think I know this. It's a, was it a Dick Clark?
No, it was not Dick Clark.
Ooh, I do not know that.
Okay. And the thing is, I was going to make Dick Clark one of the choices, so we're not going to give you more choices because you used one of the choices.
Yeah, I did.
I was going to say, was it Dick Clark, was it Ed Sullivan, or was it Guy Lombardo?
And next guess probably would have been Ed Sullivan.
Well, you've been wrong again because Guy Lombardo. Guy Lombardo was the first broadcast host of Times Square New Year's Eve celebration. So,
well, I did not know that.
Well, yeah, now 4 out of 9, is that correct?
4 out of 9.
All right, one more before we have our top of the hour news break.
Okay.
What country gained independence on January the 1st of 1803? Was it the Dominican Republic? Was it Cuba? Was it Haiti?
Dominican Republic. Cuba or Haiti?
January 1, 1803. What country gained independence on that date?
What were the choices again?
The Dominican Republic, Cuba, or Haiti?
I'm going to guess Dominican Republic?
Nope, it was Haiti.
Oh.
So you're 4 out of 10, 40%. So you have some work to do in the second hour.
Yes, I do.
Get back over 500. But we will have more stories, talk about some of the biggest stories here in the Wausau area in 2024. We will have more trivia on New Year's with Ian, and we'll have our number for the day quiz as part of our daily history lesson for January the 1st as well.
That's right.
That's all coming up in hour number two, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.